Our election prayer focus today, the power of our words. What we speak about in the upcoming elections can unite or divide, heal or hurt, bring death or life. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." Whether they're posted, texted, sung, spoken, shouted, or communicated on any other type of platform, words have weight. Proverbs 12:18 says, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." So, what are we saying about the candidates, the ballot issues, and what are we listening to about them? Jesus said, "But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person." Are we guarding what we're saying? Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. So today we're going to pray for the accountability for what we're saying and what we're choosing to hear. We're going to pray that we speak words that will be spirit-led, wise, and constructive. Father, we thank you that you say in James 1:26, if anyone thinks he's religious and doesn't bridle his tongue, deceives his heart, and the person's religion is worthless. We thank you, Lord, that you care what goes into our hearts, and you definitely will make us accountable for what comes out of our mouths. So God, we ask, as David prayed in Psalm 141, verse 3, that you would put a guard on our lips, that we would be careful and choose correctly what to say about the upcoming elections. Whether we saw something and liked it or not, that we would speak things that will breathe life, that will heal, that will unite, that will be constructive, that will help each other make best decisions, that will call people to prayer and to seek your advice on who to vote for, what to vote for, and how to vote for the different issues that are going to be on our ballots. We thank you, God, that you want us to be accountable and you will judge everything that we say. You said that everyone will be judged for every careless word that they say. We want to make our words count for good and not for evil. Help us to be careful and filter carefully what we're listening to. If there's bias, if there's love for money, what is the motive of the people saying what they're saying or sharing what they're saying, that we would not listen to those things. We would learn to turn things off and turn things on that are upholding and are uplifting and are constructive and edifying, and that would build each other up and encourage each other in a time that seems so rough. We ask, God, that your light will pierce through the darkness, exposing those that are evil and those with evil intentions, and bringing light to those whose motives are of you and who have standards that are moral and ethical and are based on your principles. We thank you, God, that you can reveal that to us. And again, we pray, put a guard over our lips in Jesus' name.